It still doesn't feel real, does it? It still doesn't feel real. Well, we're going to start today's episode by not looking toward the future. Well, we'll do that on Friday. Today, we're going to look at the present, because the present gave us a present today in an all-rookie team selection. It's time to assess the Magic's roster as we look ahead to the NBA draft. It's time for another episode of Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is May 19th, 2022. My name is Philip Rosenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, we're going to take a look toward the future by looking at what we have in the present. Just kind of give a quick assessment of the Orlando Magic's roster, a look at what the Magic have, and how this upcoming draft pick, the number one pick in the NBA draft, will fit into what the Magic are already building. It's time to take a real hard look at what the Magic have so that we can begin to move forward. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. But first, we want to thank you for making Locked On Magic pay every day, no matter when you listen to us, whether it's first thing in the morning, whether it's right when we upload, no matter when, we truly appreciate you making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. There's a great podcast covering all the teams in the NBA. So if you want to catch up on the playoffs, you can do that as well. Plus, great specialty podcasts like the Locked On NBA Big Board podcast. We'll talk about that a little bit more later on. No matter who your team is, there's a Locked On podcast for you. Just check it out wherever you download podcasts for Locked On and the team you are looking for. We'd like to thank today's sponsor of the Locked On Magic podcast, Sakara Nutrition. Sakara is a wellness company anchored in food as medicine on a mission to nourish. Go to sakara.com/lockedon20. Or enter code LOCKEDON20 for 20% off at checkout. So let's get the big news out of the way early. No, it's not that the Orlando Magic have the number one pick in the NBA draft, although that is big news, and we'll continue to say it. The next month, the Orlando Magic have the number one pick in the 2022 NBA draft. That's super exciting. But no, today is not about the future. Today, it's time to talk about the present and what the Magic have. And so today we're going to celebrate a big event for the Orlando Magic, one that we've been waiting on, one that we've been expecting, one that we've been frankly a little worried wasn't going to come, even though it was almost assuredly going to come. And that is Franz Wagner being named to the NBA's All-Rookie First Team. Wagner finished fourth in the voting for All-NBA Rookie Team. He finished, I think, fifth in Rookie of the Year voting. He received 84 of the 100 First Team votes that were handed out. He went 15 second team votes, and one person just clearly didn't watch any basketball this year. Look, this was really expected. Franz Wagner had a fantastic rookie season, playing 79 games, starting all 79 games, averaging a little bit more than 15 points per game, rebounded well, averaged, I think, 2.5 assists per game. So it's a real balanced overall game for him. He was an efficient shooter. You know, honestly, like, we left this season wanting so much more from Franz Wagner. We just wanted to see more Franz Wagner. We want to see him on the ball more. And the stats would say that, yes, he should have been on the ball a little bit more. His usage rate was around 21, 22%. So he's a little bit above a replacement player, essentially an average player. But he was still second on the team in field goal attempts per game for this season. There were a lot of times when he would just go invisible. And that's just kind of the way he plays, I think. He fits in really well in the team. And, you know, I used to say this a lot about Aaron Gordon. I will say this about Franz Wagner. When the offense works, the ball finds him. He's just such a skilled player. He's such a smart player that he finds a way to be involved when he's needed to be involved, or when things are working really well, he's going to make plays that keep him involved. And so it was undoubtedly expected that Franz Wagner would be on the All-Rookie First Team. Very well deserved. He had a fantastic rookie season, and we're obviously expecting big things from him moving forward. And, you know, I felt like it was important to really note that Wagner made this accomplishment because, you know, I've been thinking a lot. I've been having some discussions with friends. You know, I've been thinking a lot about what this upcoming season means. And that's even before we got the number one overall pick, and we have this opportunity in front of the team. This season is very much about clarifying who is important on this team. This season is about figuring out who's going to be a part of this team moving forward. Who are the core players? Who are the guys that we are really building around? I talked about it a little bit last week about how there's a little bit of a roster crunch on this team. How it certainly feels like there's not enough room for all the young guys on the roster. And so it's really important to take stock of what this team has and, you know, not necessarily draft on need. I don't think we're at that point, but figure out which players are actually the ones that we really care about, that we're really examining closely, that we want to build and emphasize skills around. Now, I'm not here to say that the manager should take the number one pick and make sure he fits perfectly with Franz Wagner. I think this number one pick is an opportunity to draft the guy that is the star. I mentioned this on the Locked On NBA podcast. They asked me who I'm leaning toward. I'm still leaning this way, although I think the Magic may not be. I've been leaning toward Paolo Banchero for a long time, and we'll talk more about the specific players, I think, on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Magic. I've been leaning toward Paolo Banchero for a long time because I just feel like he's a guy that you can orbit your offense around. You can give him the ball. He's going to make a good pass. He's going to make a shot. He's going to get you a bucket when you need to get a bucket. Again, you just see it time and time and time again in the playoffs. It's about guys who can improvise. It's about guys who can create for themselves. It's about guys when the defense knows exactly what you're going to do, can still do what they need to do. And the Magic do need to have an eye on building a team that's going to be able to compete for the playoffs in the near future. So what does this all have to do with Franz Wagner? Well, Franz Wagner is certainly in the running to be that kind of player. He's just a rookie. You know, at Michigan, he was not asked to be a starring player. For the Magic, he certainly was not asked to be a starring player. And so there's definitely a bit of a mystery of whether Franz can kind of take that next step and be that kind of a player, or whether he's just going to be a really nice secondary player. And again, nothing wrong with that. If Franz Wagner keeps the production that he had his rookie year with some obvious improvements that would happen, that's a heck of a career. That's a heck of a player. We'd certainly see kind of all-star potential in Franz Wagner, but you know, I'll put some water on this thing. I don't know if Franz Wagner is a perennial all-star, is your top guy every single night. Again, he hasn't proven that he can do it. And again, I was speaking with Mark Moses on the Mark Moses show earlier today as well. And he asked me that question. I said, you know, we just never saw Jabari Smith take over that way and take over as the main guy. Maybe he can be that guy. And if the Magic believe he can be, then Jabari Smith is by far the better pick than Paolo Banchero. I did not see it. It did not seem like it was something that came natural to him. Whereas Banchero, we know that he can do it. Or we know that he's played that role before, and we've seen him be successful in that role before. It's just a question of whether it translates to the NBA. This is going to be the central question then. How do you build an offense? How do you build a team that has some structure to it? So what do the Magic have to work with to begin with then? You know, if you're looking at core players on this roster, obviously whoever the Magic draft is a core player, but Franz Wagner is undoubtedly a core player. And so that, again, begins to limit what you're thinking about on this team. Now, is anything the Magic get going to be better than Franz Wagner? Can Franz Wagner play with anyone the Magic get? Absolutely. Franz Wagner can play with anybody. That's why he's so valued. That's what makes him so versatile. That's what made him so successful this year. He was able to play with and be successful with some really bad lineups out there. Let's be real. This Magic team was devoid of a lot of top-end talent. They struggled a lot. So Franz Wagner, to me, is certainly a player that the Magic are going to keep and that the Magic are going to make a key team moving forward. And being voted all-rookie first team undoubtedly just shows how important he's going to be for this team moving forward and how important of a figure he is for this team in the moment right now. It's a great accomplishment for Franz. It was a great season for Franz and there's a reason why we named him our full season MVP. He gave the team the most hope for the future. He very clearly kind of staked his claim. He put aside a lot of doubts from myself included, and really played at a high level. And so Franz Wagner, to me, is a player moving forward. who are the other players that are really important to this team and are going to be important to this team's development? That's next here on Locked On Magic. But first, let's get in a quick word from our pals at Truebill. As my colleague loads, we will get our work from our friends at Truebill. Why isn't it loading? Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam out to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions today. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 per year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Truebill has more than 2 million users and helped save them more than $100 million. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Right, go right now. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. It could save you thousands a year. Again, Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Today's podcast is also brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar has a new flavor out. We're done with the cake icing, which is good. I had it. Now comes brownie batter puffs. We all love brownies. They're the best, but they're so full of calories that chocolate comes at a price. Now you get the guilt-free of eating the brownie, of eating the chocolate, of eating it all, licking the batter off the spatula or whatever you're taking it out of. You get it all with Built Bar. Built has a new creation. This one is better than ever. The Brownie Batter Puff. This puff takes protein bars to a whole new level, and they're available right now on Built.com. If you haven't tried Built Puffs yet, they're these protein-infused marshmallows. They're delicious. They're airy. They give you that chocolate fix. They give you that marshmallow fix. And the nutritional facts are incredible. 140 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 7 grams of sugar. Brownie Batter Puffs are the perfect pick-me-up for any day. And all Built Puffs are covered in 1% real chocolate. That means with Built, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. The Brownie Batter Puffs will have you completely forgetting that you're eating a protein bar. So no need to pinch yourself. This is real life. Go to Built.com to get Brownie Batter Puffs now. And go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. We want to thank you for making Locked On Magic your first listen every day. Make sure to go check out the Locked On NBA Big Board. Host Rafael Barlow from NBA Draft Junkies and author of the NBA Big Board newsletter is joined by Richard Stamen, Sam Ferris, and Leif Thulin, giving fans an in-depth look into the NBA Draft, mock draft, player rankings, and of course, Big Boards. Make it a must listen right after Locked On Magic every single day because it's draft season, baby. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. So Franz Wagner is very clearly a key piece to this team. But, you know, you're looking at a 22-win team. And yes, there's a lot of optimism. There's a lot of youth. There's, you know, a lot of belief within this Magic team that they are starting something special. They really, you know, you got to give Jamal Mosley all the credit in the world. He really worked hard this year to build a culture of confidence and belief. In a season where the Magic were not winning a ton, they believe. They believe that they're going to put in the work, that they're going to be good. And so, you know, before we even get into the players, let's talk about what this season is. You know, I mentioned a little bit with Franz Wagner, but this season is about taking the next step. As Jamal Mosley said after the last game of the season, it's about leveling up now. Now the Magic have to level up. They have to get better. So it's not just individuals getting better. It's obviously the team getting better. Now they have an understanding of what's being asked of them, of what the coaching staffs of the kind of team they want to be. They hope to have individual improvement to help the team get better, but it's now about getting the team better. We are going to judge next season on wins and losses. We are going to judge next season on that improvement in the win column. At the very least, the Magic cannot be back in this position next year. We should not have the top odds to win the lottery next year. There's too much talent on this team. Between Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs, Markelle Fultz, Jonathan Isaac, the draft pick, Wendell Carter, Cole Anthony, RJ Hampton. There's enough talent on this team. Maybe not necessarily to make the playoffs or the play-in tournament. I do think that that – I don't think that's a step too far, but I do think that is a big step up, a possible step up. I'm not going to say it's completely out of the picture, but I think that this is still a very, very young team. We got to see how the rest of the offseason plays out before we really kind of set expectations. But I feel like the bare minimum for this season on a win-loss total is they need to finish somewhere in the 30s. They need to be in the running for the play-in tournament into January and February. We need to be playing meaningful games toward the All-Star break. Tanking should not be something that enters the equation next year at any point. Let's be real. At any point. We won the lottery. We're done with tanking. It's done. We did the deed. We all feel dirty about it. We got what we wanted. Now let's move forward. Now let's step forward. But really what next season is about is figuring out how to make this a coherent team. Certainly, I think Jeff Weltman, with some of the cap room that he has, with the potential for trades this offseason, needs to start bringing in players to kind of shape this roster and fill in gaps that will help the players that they care about play better. This team needs some veterans. I do believe that wholeheartedly. And so now it's about shaping the roster to get to that point, to get to a team that can function and win basketball games. We don't need just good heads in the locker room now. We need guys that are going to contribute and make this team better. You know, again, why was Gary Harris not playing at the end of the year? He makes this team better, like significantly better. It's now about forming a team. And if that means letting some young guys go, that means letting some young guys go. In that sense, then, this season is not just about improving the win-loss total and the win column. This season is also about clarifying who it is that we're building around. That's going to be a big theme throughout the course of this offseason, throughout the course of this draft process. We know that this first overall pick, whoever it is, whether it's Jabari Smith, Paolo Banchero, Chet Holmgren, that seems to be the consensus three, whoever it is, they're important players. We're going to care about their development. We're going to try and emphasize their skills and, yes, hide their weaknesses a little bit. We know Franz Wagner is going to be a player like that too. We believe Franz Wagner is a keeper. I'll talk about him a little bit more here, but Wendell Carter, with his versatility on offense, his ability now to stretch the floor out to three-point line, his smarts as a passer, his great defense, his just good understanding of positioning, his ability to protect the rim a little bit, his ability to protect the lane especially, and the fact that he's on that long-term contract that the Magic signed him last offseason, Wendell Carter is probably a key player too. And so, you know, is that a quote-unquote big three? Maybe. Big threes may not matter as much anymore with the way the league has been trending, but those three players, this upcoming draft pick, Franz Wagner and Wendell Carter, feel like the most important players on this team now. And again, this is not to say we don't care about how Cole Anthony continues to develop or RJ Hampton continues to develop or Markelle Fultz or Jonathan Isaac. We'll get to them in a sec here. It's not that we don't care about them. We still deeply care about everyone's development. We want to see this group work well. But it's about figuring out who are the guys that we actually want to keep. And if there's players on this team that no longer fit or can't fill the role that the Magic are trying to build for them, then those players need to be moved on. Let's be real. And that's what this season is about. That's what this upcoming season is about. It's really honing in and figuring out what kind of team this is. Who is this team and what are they trying to do on a night-to-night basis every single night to win basketball games? One of the big mistakes that Rob Hennigan made, and you learn a lot from failed rebuilds, but I think one of the mistakes that Rob Hennigan made, besides not having good enough veterans and not having consistency at coaching and a coach that really worked on building a culture, was he just assembled talent. You look down at the Magic's draft picks. Outside of Mario Hezonja, the Magic didn't really miss on any of their draft picks. You know, Elfrid Payton, to some extent, maybe is a miss, and certainly with what the Magic gave up to get him was maybe a miss. But Aaron Gordon is still a major contributor on a playoff team in this league. Now, again, he might be a third or fourth option on that playoff team, or should be a fourth option on that playoff team, but he's still a really important piece of that Denver Nuggets team. Victor Oladipo was an all-star before injuries really kind of slowed him down. it was never an issue of, you know, Tobias Harris is still a really valuable player for the Philadelphia 76ers. Nikola Vucevic became a two-time All-Star. Evan Fournier had a really nice run in Orlando, before this season where he struggled a little bit in New York fitting in with that team. The Magic under Rob Hennigan didn't necessarily have a problem of talent. It was always a problem of fit. And now, again, you're drafting this high. You don't draft on fit. But then again, you don't also want to make the mistake that the Philadelphia 76ers made when they drafted Julius Okafor when they had Joel Embiid and wasted a draft pick. You don't draft a non-shooting point guard when you have a non-shooting shooting guard. And maybe that was part of the problem with Jalen Suggs or whatnot. I think Jalen Suggs is the right pick. We'll get to him in a second. But this is about figuring out those fits. This season is about let's pick our guys and figure out this fit. That's really what's at stake this season. That's really what this table is being set for. And like I said last week, the Magic might have to make some of those decisions sooner than later. Some of those decisions might have to come now. There might be a trade this offseason that surprises everybody. There really might be. A young guy that no one expects the Magic to trade, they might pull the trigger on it because now they're focusing on the bigger picture, on the bigger vision. Now that they have, you know, a couple pillars in place to hold the thing up, or they think they will at least. Now it's time to actually build a team that can compete and win. There are obviously some big questions that come with that. There are three players that come to mind for those big questions, and we'll get to them coming up here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at, I'm blanking on the name now. But now a quick word from our pals at Sakara. There it is. Feeling your best starts with what you eat. Sakara helps you live a healthy, balanced lifestyle and truly enjoy it with delicious, plant-rich, transformational nutrition that builds a foundation for living in your best body. Now is the time to seek wellness, joy, and abundance in all areas of your life, starting with what you eat. With Sakara, you get nutrient-dense meals, snacks, and supplements that nourish your body without ever sacrificing taste or quality. True radiance starts on your plate, made with high-quality organic ingredients. Sakara's plant-rich transformational nutrition programs are expertly designed to deliver real results from reduced bloat and eased digestion to clear skin and boosted energy and moods. Looking and feeling your best shouldn't mean deprivation. Instead, choose joy and abundance. Sakara's organic plant-rich transformational nutrition programs are designed to help you cultivate body intelligence so you can nourish your body and experience the results you want. Sakara is a wellness company anchored in food as medicine on a mission to nourish your body through the power of plants. They give you the tools you need to transform your life with their organic, ready-to-eat meal delivery programs and functional wellness essentials. Their nutritionally designed, chef-crafted breakfasts, lunches, and dinners are made with powerful plant-rich ingredients helping boost your energy, support your digestion, curb your sugar cravings, and get your skin glowing. Plus, it's all delivered right to your door, ready to eat. And right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/lockedon20 or enter code lockedon20 at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/lockedon20 to get 20% off your first order. sakara.com/lockedon20. Obviously, there are still big questions on this roster because there's still some really good players on this roster that I haven't mentioned. If you had to ask me who the three key players or the three core players of this team are today, I would say the upcoming draft pick, the first overall pick in the draft, Franz Wagner and Wendell Carter. But that leaves out some really talented players, and this is a critical season for players like them. It's a critical season for Markelle Fultz, who can very easily be a pillar for this team and a key player for this team. And obviously, when you have a non-shooting point guard, that means you have to make sure you have shooting everywhere else on the floor. Could that mean that that's why the Magic leaned toward Jabari Smith? Possibly. I'm not going to put it past them. But Markelle Fultz's fantastic finish to the season. Certainly, you know, it was unexpected how good he was. But again, 10 points per game, 11 points per game, 5 assists per game in 20 minutes per game. it wasn't completely unexpected that Fultz could reach those levels, and that's kind of a good solid baseline for him to start growing from. This is a critical summer for Markelle Fultz. It's the first time that he will have a healthy full offseason to get himself ready for the season. We saw how good he was even with a COVID, you know, pandemic bubble shortened offseason 2 years ago now. This year, he's fully healthy. He's not dealing with coming back from injuries. He's not dealing with rehab as much. He has a full season offseason to get better. It's a real good chance for him to grow and develop his skills. And if he comes back and looks like an all-star, then the Magic suddenly have a very different outlook for next season. The reason why I'm kind of skittish on the Magic season next year is just because there's so much we don't know. And a lot of it's going to be dependent on the improvement of the Magic's guards. Markelle Fultz, Jalen Suggs especially. Jalen Suggs, he received 6 second team votes for the all-rookie team. So there was definitely some recognition, especially of the work that he did defensively. But he's got a lot of work to do. We talked a little bit about it last week, how he's got to slow the game down. He's got to finish around the basket with a little bit more poise and control. He's got to become a better three-point shooter. All the other skills, all the other tools are there, and Jalen Suggs will certainly be a pillar for this team. If the Magic starting lineup next year is Fultz, Suggs, Wagner, the draft pick, and Wendell Carter, you know, that's an interesting young starting lineup. You know, I'd like to see a veteran in there somewhere, but that's, you know, maybe that is Markelle Fultz at this point, but that is an interesting young starting lineup that can do some damage if everyone develops. And it's all just big ifs because we've never seen these guys play at the level that the Magic are hoping to see guys play at. And obviously the big question mark hanging over all of this is Jonathan Isaac. Jonathan Isaac hasn't played in 2 years. And we all know how good he can be. He is an all-defensive capable player. I would still argue that he is the only player on this team to this point that has shown elite skills at anything. This is not to say that other players can't get there, but Jonathan Isaac is an all-defensive team player when he was healthy. But he hasn't played in 2 years. That absence and this season is going to be a recovery year. Just get over it now. He's probably coming off the bench. He's not playing back-to-backs. The Magic are going to be very careful and slow with him. Isaac has said repeatedly in all the media and all the availabilities that he's given and all the interviews that he's given as he's promoting his book that he anticipates that he will be ready to play for training camp, that he will be ready to go by training camp. And I have no reason to doubt that. I know there's a lot of questions about Jonathan Isaac right now, and a lot of them are fair questions to ask, but the guy works his tail off. I have no doubt that he's going to give himself the best chance he has to come back. But the Magic are going to slow play him. I expect him to come off the bench the entire season, to be perfectly honest, not just because of the construction of the roster as it is, but unless the rookie is just really bad and Isaac's really good, I do expect the Magic to be very cautious and careful with Isaac and bring him off the bench for the majority of the season, or at least for the start of the season. At this point, I've told a few people this, I consider anything I get from Isaac a bonus. He's just played so little. He's just had so few opportunities out there that it's hard for me to count on him. That doesn't mean I've given up on him. That doesn't mean I don't think that he can still be a good player. But obviously, you know, the Magic protected themselves with his contract. All of his contract numbers have become non-guaranteed. They're very protected on the back end from that. The guarantee for next season is not very much. The guarantee for that final season in 2 years is zero. The Magic protected themselves really well to in case Isaac is not able to come back. And again, that is because he has not played very much. And that's really what it's come down to. There are a lot of questions about a lot of key guys. Isaac, Fultz, and Suggs could all be all-stars still. I believe that. And obviously, you got a lot of guys with all-star potential and all-star talent, but now you got to see them start hitting those marks. And again, not everyone needs to be an all-star, but you need to see guys start taking those big steps and developing. And that's, again, what this upcoming season's about. That's the table that's being set for this rookie, this high, you know, number one overall pick that's coming into this franchise, that's coming into this team, is their spot is secure. The Magic, you know, didn't throw a season away just to throw that player away. Their spot is secure. They're a pillar of this franchise. They're a core piece of this franchise. Before they even step in, fair or not, that is how it goes. They're going to still play him. I'm not expecting maybe that player to be the top scorer this season, but they are key players to this roster. They're key players to this team's future. Now it's about figuring out the rest of those pieces and who else is going to hold this franchise up and how the Magic are going to fill out the inside of that house to make it as pretty and as capable of winning as possible. That's what the Magic have in front of them today. And that's where we stop for now as we begin to look ahead to how the Magic will actually use that first overall pick. That's going to do it for me today, though. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find me on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google Play, Spotify, Odyssey, and all the places to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. You can find me on Twitter at @PhilipR_MD. And, of course, for the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter there at @OMagicDaily. Now that you're done listening to us, be sure to check out the Locked On NBA podcast for First Jump Ball, the play-in tournament to the last possession of the finals. Locked On experts take you deep inside playoffs with insight and analysis affecting all 30 teams. That's going to do it for me today, though. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. For Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic, this has been Philip Rossman. I'll see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.